You might remember back in 2024, there was a rather significant announcement regarding the old Tawantin TAFE facility. After languishing for 10 years, the Tawantin TAFE was set to be given new life, with it set to teach up to 800 students a year as the new Sunshine Coast School of Design. Very exciting. It was going to offer courses in fashion, art, architecture, and interior design. You might have noticed I'm using a lot of past tense while I'm talking about this because, you know, it's 2 years on and there is actually some sad news for those who were looking forward to starting a career in design there on the Sunshine Coast. Noosa MP Sandy Bolton, what's going on?
Oh, good morning, Sarah, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, what a devastating end result to what has been a long, long journey. I was able to go on site with the owners who were successful in that 2021 Expressions of Interest process to look at after their reassessment of the site, which over the last, I suppose, what has it been, 4 years, has been the continued devastation through vandalism, deterioration. It's been flooded twice from burst water mains and that. And their decision that it was no longer viable to bring it back to some form of life to do that school of design, which understandably, you know, it's heartbreaking. Mm. And they are now looking at a new proposal for the site. And that, I believe that they are coming out and would have, I don't know whether they've contacted you yet, but as I posted up, it is for independent seniors living, which apparently is under its zoning, is something they can do. As you know, I have fought for many years, we are in desperate need for genuine affordable accommodations for our workers and our, you know, long-term residents that volunteer and have retired, you know, they want to retire here in their community. And apparently the zoning makes it very difficult for them to do something like that. So I'm just getting clarification on that as to, you know, what it is within the zoning that makes it so different.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would have been really excited about a new Sunshine Coast School of Design and might have been thinking, you know, if they're still in school, maybe that's what I'll do after school and stay on the Sunshine Coast. What impact does it have here to not have that now happening?
Well, going back, and I think, you know, a couple of years ago, we put some of our funds into a feasibility study. We really needed to understand what is needed within our community. I mean, that didn't come up as being needed. And I think, you know, what will probably come out of within the economic study done by Noosa Council is what is really needed in this education space for our community. So I'm just waiting on that. But what I have consistently requested of the government since that site in 2021, sorry, I've just got to pluck in my memory, the expression of interest was 2021 and I think the sale then went through in 2025, that any funds be kept aside so that what comes out of any study or need can be directed to that.
So at this stage, it looks like there's some independent seniors living that's going to end up there. Any idea when something like that might open?
No, I don't. I just had that. I received advice, had a meeting, went out on site because I have particularly had an interest in this site. It was probably the catalyst as to why I decided to run as an MP. So it, you know, this whole journey, I've taken photos along the way. I actually, when I did my postgrad in social innovation, I utilised and researched all the buildings across Queensland that had been closed because this was just one. The government of the day, their decision when they closed it without warning or without consulting to the community and giving them an option to be able to build the case to retain it. And it was quite shocking across the state, the volume of taxpayer dollars wasted through these types of closures. And then the processes, once they are decommissioned, that they have to go through. So I do not know, but the NRA Collaborative have assured that they will continue keeping me updated. I have been, I suppose, very clear with them that, you know, if there is a way instead to do some genuine affordable accommodation, that is my preference, and also that, you know, Noosa Council is involved in any of the processes to keep it in line with our planning scheme. But also I'll be chasing the government for those funds. We need them. Our youngsters need, not just our youngsters, but also our more mature students. But access down the coast is difficult. I mean, when you go back to all the fight to get the TAFE in the first place and the reasons, what was really sad was that the original reason was to ensure that we had training here for our key industries at the time, which was hospitality, retail, you know, a variety of areas that were our key industry sectors, and it never, ever delivered that. And so if an analysis or the community had have had an opportunity to even have a say when they were looking at the site as to why numbers had diminished, it would have been very clear, because it wasn't delivering to our key industries. And to this day, we still, and we talk to businesses, trying to get staff that have been trained is always one of the biggest issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on what's happening with this site in the future. And as always, we'll keep in touch. Sandy Bolton, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. And I will also keep everyone updated via 360 and Facebook, etc.
Absolutely. Noosa MP Sandy Bolton there giving you a bit of an update around that proposed Sunshine Coast Design Hub that was intended to replace the old Tewantin TAFE, no longer going ahead.